There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world.
Hey folks, this is Tom Lackadar Stewart, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This presentation is going to be titled, In Defense of Ben Swan. Folks, Republic Broadcasting Network has for a long time been an absolute and total free speech platform. Have there been people on RBN, or are there people on RBN that hold opinions that are rather strong and controversial? Absolutely. But the whole point of Republic Broadcasting Network is to offer a complete and total free speech platform that has absolutely no censorship. And we allow the ideas and the presentations to speak for themselves. And anyone is welcome to attempt to refute anything that anybody on RBN has to say. We have an open call-in line, and unless they resort to troll-type behavior, we will have an open dialogue. Now, that being said, Media Matters has painted Ben Swan in a rather negative light, and I just want to share a little bit about this. CBS Atlanta anchor who gave Pizzagate conspiracy theory credence previously worked with anti-Semitic outlet. The Anti-Defamation League criticized Swan's former network, he's not on the network anymore, for featuring programs hosted by anti-Semites. Okay. Now, I'm on the Republic Broadcasting Network, all right, and my host that hosted my show with me for several years was Jewish. He had converted to Christianity, but he was Jewish. I myself come from a family who I was raised in a Catholic home, and my stepmother was Jewish. My stepbrother, who was my favorite person in the whole world, who I loved, cherished, and adored, was Jewish. And what we debate, what I debate, I want to speak for myself on RBN, are religious and political ideologies. They're the belief system of men, of political organizations, of religious organizations. I am anti-supremacism in any form, in any form at all. So as I was traveling back to where I'm staying right now, I came across this piece by Media Matters. Now, it was put out on January 19th, but first of all, I find it ironic that they would attack Ben Swan's former network and not his current work. He used RBN as a radio platform because of RBN's free speech policy. He could say and do what he wanted. Now, Ben Swan, in his presentation, he is probably one of the most meticulous investigative journalists I know. He really delved into the actual facts of the matter. So, of course, the establishment is going to have to attack him. And what do? They pull out something from the past that he had no part of. Ben Swan is absolutely not, in any way, shape, or form, an anti-Semite. I don't even like the word, really, because anytime you criticize the State of Israel, or you criticize the Talmud, or you criticize Jewish supremacy, or you know, which goes hand-in-hand with the same evil I look at as white supremacy, or any other supremacy, or black supremacy, or whoever, we're all children of God. In my eyes, we're pretty much all equal unto ourselves. That doesn't mean there's not culture wars going on. That's a whole other debate. But these words have been created. They've mostly been created by Trotskyites to silence dissent, to silence the truth, to make to take people who are vicious and most often now are found to be working with the very entities that are calling them out. You know, provocateur Hegelian dialectic style, create these words and these smear tactics, in other words, to silence dissent. You know, I have friends who are Jewish who believe, just as I do, that a lot of the things that the national socialistic state of Israel does there are things that are wrong. Does that mean that I completely support Islam? No, I don't completely support any ideology that brings about any faction of destruction, including my own, which is Christianity. I've often turned away from the Catholic Church for not only its history, but now for the current Pope's Marxist viewpoint. So there are Christian entities that are that I stand in opposition to. I call them out too. Am I anti-Christianic? No, I'm a Christian, but I can look into my own faith of people that purport to be of my own faith and still criticize and still critically analyze. And if we can't critically analyze people's behaviors and we have buzzwords that silences dissent, then we basically absolve them of any kind of responsibility. So this Media Matters piece, let's get to the real heart of it. Ben Swan, who is an anchor out of CBS, which don't get me started with that level of fake news that I've seen coming out of CBS, he took fire for hosting a segment giving credibility to what they call the dangerous Pizzagate. What's dangerous about it? If there's nothing there, if there's no smoke, there's no fire, right? So anyway, he'd previously had a show with Republic Broadcasting Network, a fringe outlet that is a hotbed of anti-Semitism. Well, we are conservatives mostly, and we do criticize the state of Israel, and there is a platform there for people who choose to do that. But their arguments are there, and free speech is important because, okay, if I make an argument and I don't base my argument on fact, no matter what network I'm on, you can come to the network and you can call in and you can refute my argument with facts. And you can allow your presentation to speak for itself, record it, put it on YouTube, display it. The free market of ideas will shoot down ideas that are not worthy. Now, see, in any fascist country, they smear the right as being Nazis. Well, Nazi is a collectivist ideology. It's a leftist ideology. It's falsely accredited to the right. I would dare anybody start pointing the finger, calling people Nazis and a white supremacist government that we're allegedly have under Trump, and see how long that they would live or not be rounded up and thrown into an internment camp. These people are living in a fantasy world. The real fascists are the ones that want to silence dissent and debate. I don't agree with all of the opinions on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Being on the Republic Broadcasting Network does not require me to agree with all of the hosts and all of their content. It is a platform to do a radio broadcast, to create a podcast, to create an archive. My show speaks for itself and only itself. It doesn't speak for every other show on the network, nor will I attack or criticize other shows on the network that I disagree with, and that is a part of our policy. So when you don't hear Ben Swan or myself or someone else necessarily disagreeing with somebody openly on the Republic Broadcasting Network, that's because that's what's your job to do. It's not my job to do that. My job is my show. I speak for myself. Because I use a platform to get my voice out there, does not mean, and certainly doesn't mean, that Ben Swan is responsible for everything that Republic Broadcasting Network has ever put out. To even attach that to him at this point, now that it's a former, he was only there for a few months, in between different things, projects he was doing, and I don't think that he felt completely comfortable with the whole anti-Semite label, and so he moved on. I don't know if that was the reason or not, but to be quite honest with you, it really doesn't matter. So anyway, this goes on to say that Swan and his employer have come under criticism for the Pizzagate segment. Reporters have also noted that Swan has routinely used reports packaged as real news programming to push conspiracy theories about the 9/11 terror attacks, the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, and other calamities. You know, I urge anyone to please go to Ben Swan's content and find for me something that they can refute with facts. They can't do it. So then they go, and because they're attacking Ben Swan, they want to attack our network owner, John Stadtmiller, who gave us the free speech platform that we're on. Not one time in the years that I've been on RBN has John Stadtmiller called me up and said, you can't say this or you can say that. He has told me that whatever I have to put out there, I have to put out there as the truth, as best of my knowledge. And that's pretty much it. So anyway, they go on to slander Ben a little bit more, and then they bring up this right here. This is Ben Swan's Pizzagate video, which I'm going to present to you as evidence that Ben speaks only in facts. Please refute any of these facts.
Well, Pizzagate, it became a major story weeks ago when an armed man decided to investigate a D.C. area pizza place for himself. This man right here, he carried a rifle into a pizza parlor and then fired it at the floor. Media is telling you the entire story is a hoax or fake news. But what does that even mean? I spent the last month investigating. So what exactly is Pizzagate? And are there any actual facts to support the story? I've got to warn you, what we're going to talk about tonight will be disturbing to some people. But this is a reality check you won't see anywhere else. Pizzagate actually comes from the WikiLeaks release of hacked emails from Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. In all, WikiLeaks dumped around 50,000 email messages, and it was from those emails that the claims that John Podesta may be part of a child sex trafficking ring come from. Now, to be clear, not one single email in the Podesta emails discusses child sex trafficking or pedophilia. That is a fact. But there are dozens of what seem to be strangely worded emails dealing with pizza and handkerchiefs. Self-described online investigators say that those words in the emails about pizza and the talk of handkerchiefs is code language used by pedophiles. So how did a DC pizza parlor get pulled into the story? Well, again, read any mainstream report and they indicate that Comet Ping Pong Pizza was somehow linked to this fake story and has no relation to anyone involved. But the truth is, that's not true either. What media is ignoring is that the Comet Ping Pong Pizza place is actually referenced in the Podesta emails at least a dozen or so times, and that the owner of that place, James Alphantis, is a friend of John Podesta. He was actually named, this is kind of strange, by GQ magazine as one of the top 50 most powerful people in Washington. Yes, we're talking about a pizza parlor owner. Now let's talk facts here. There is no solid evidence that Comet Ping Pong Pizza is being used to run a child sex trafficking ring. But there are some very strange connections between Comet Ping Pong Pizza and a second pizza place two doors over, Besta Pizza, and the accusations of pedophilia. Now, this is where things start to get strange when you research this story. Now, to begin, I need to show you a 2007 unclassified FBI document. That document, according to the FBI, contains commonly used symbols by pedophiles to express their preference in children. I want you to see these images here. These are the images. Notice this one on the end, the triangle. That image signifies something called boy love. The pizza place next door to Comet Ping Pong Pizza, Besta Pizza, well, this was their logo until only a few weeks ago. Clearly, you can see that the Besta logo actually contains the same image, I'm going to show you again, as that boy lover image. Interestingly, after Pizzagate investigators pointed this out, Besta Pizza changed their logo, and there it is now. They've removed the triangle. Also, Comet Ping Pong, owned by Alphantis, is the place where a number of performance artists perform regularly. Two of the groups that perform there, who you can see advertised, by the way, on this Comet Ping Pong poster, include a group called Heavy Breathing and another group called Sex Stains. Well, if you check out the YouTube videos by these bands, Heavy Breathing has songs that do joke about pedophilia. And the band Sex Stains has a video that includes, and you see it right there, that same boy lover symbol. It's nearly identical to the one that the FBI does say is a pedophile code symbol for boy love. As I said, there are some strange things there. As for the owner of the pizza place, James Alphantis, well, he was one time in a relationship with David Brock, who ran Media Matters for America. Well, since Bingo. Pizzagate began to blow up online, he has made his Instagram profile, Jimmy Comet, private. But an archive search of Instagram reveals a number of strange photographs and words with strange and disturbing images associated with them. Look, to the point where we can't show you those pictures. We're not even going to describe them to you because some viewers would find it too disturbing to share on TV. Now let's talk about the Podesta brothers, because remember, it was John Podesta's email that was hacked. In those leaks Podesta emails. John Podesta talks about his close relationship with Dennis Hastert, the former Speaker of the House, who was recently sentenced to 15 months in prison for abusing boys years ago. He was referred to by the judge as a serial child molester. According to the Washington Post, visitors to Tony Podesta's home in Falls Church got an eyeful when they walked into a bedroom at the Podesta residence hung with multiple color pictures by Katie Grannon, a photographer known for documentary-style pictures of naked teenagers in their parents' suburban homes. And to be clear, that just begins to scratch the surface of how strange some of this stuff is. And bear in mind, we can't get into a lot of the real details of it because of the limits on broadcasting this on television. But it is some very strange stuff. Now keep in mind, again, there is no proof here that there is a child sex ring being operated out of a DC pizza parlor. Investigators have already proven there's nothing to this story, right? Well, actually, no. And that's what you need to know. For all that is here, there has not been one single public investigation of any of this. Not from local police, not from the FBI, no one. And that has to be the big question. Not for Podesta or for pizza parlor owners, but for law enforcement. Based on what may be or may not be here, the big question is, why hasn't any investigation taken place?
Now, just to show you that it doesn't take, you know, an embedded investigative journalist with CBS or any other network, because they're far not likely to really expose this stuff. Let me show you a presentation from Amerishima 2012. Yeah, that's Amerishima 2012, and I like to thank him for this. But, you know, listen to this.
All right, so I realize this is from 2014, but I'm just doing this to show you how easy this is, how it's openly and easily accessible to anybody. And at any time, it's that simple. You can just pull these web pages up, pull these stories up, and prove it to yourself. You know, top Democrat and Obama donor arrested on child rape charges. A major Democratic power player, gay rights leader, and close ally of President Obama was arrested Wednesday on charges of child rape. Terry Bean, the founder of the Human Rights Campaign, an Obama bundler, was charged with sexual abuse and two counts of sodomy with a 15-year-old boy. He was arrested after a five-month investigation that included secret video recordings of Bean having sex with multiple men in the bedroom of his Oregon home. And here's even TMZ tweeting on it at the time. TMZ, the child rapists and the Obamas are quite chummy. Imagine the outrage if this was a Republican donor. Ooh, because, yeah, that's what's important to point out, is the Democrat-Republican divide-and-conquer nonsense. But, you know, I wouldn't expect anything less from TMZ, which is short for Tammuz, which is Saturn. So, like I said, divide and conquer. And then here's this stuff is getting really out of control. So here's this band, Sex Stains, that's a great name, isn't it, that performs at that Comet Ping Pong Pizza, the center of the Pizzagate pedophile, child pedophile sex ring. And this is one of their little music videos, which notice that the likes and dislikes in the comments are disabled. And right there on the Saturn cubes is the pedophile boy lover logo. Here's from the FBI, right? The FBI found five symbols pedophiles use to indicate their preferences. This one is known as the boy lover logo. And here it is, right here, in this band that is associated with and plays at the Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate, child pedophile ring, hub, center, whatever you want to call it. See how this is an epidemic? You know, it doesn't matter if it's the government or big corporations or government corporations or bankers or Hollywood, they're all in on it. And they're either partaking in it themselves or they're taking the paycheck, looking the other way, and helping keep it all under wraps. Now, at the same time, it's not really a bunch of men that are keeping it all in check. It's a very dark, negative, sinister energy, you know, evil, demons, AI, whatever you want to call it. And the Father is ultimately all in control of all this. But, you know, until the day comes where we care less about Black Friday and more about this kind of stuff, can we finally have some change or an open and honest conversation?
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We'll be right back, folks.
This is the most transparent administration in history. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, crossed the sea of years, with no provisions, cutting off.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
So as you can see, the real problem here is that the mainstream media ignores the obvious. Well, this is the sex stains I'm about to play for you. I you know, listener and or viewer inclusion here is, you might want to be limited. Get all your kids out of the room, but this is something that needs to be seen and heard to believe. Okay, that's about all enough I can handle of that. So to give you an idea, that's the sex stains anyway, and there's a lot more creepier video of them that we can show you later on. We can share with our listeners later on as well. But as you can see, the logo that the FBI identified is right in their video. It's quite obvious. Now, what you're about to hear is so disturbing on so many levels that I can't really even, I can't even give you a proper warning. However, this is a news broadcast, and I know that this has already been, many people have watched this, but I don't know if a lot of our listeners have gotten to hear what goes on at Comet Ping Pong that would so outrage us. Now, first, I am going to take you to the homicidal baby clip. Now, check this out.
Sally Tracy, end of the Cold War. There's another something that Sasha has done for me. This is me personally.
Transvestite in a dress.
6 years ago, before Facebook, I figured I was infertile. Barren. So I asked Sasha to carry my baby. And you know what? She did it. At first, I was alarmed. I was a little worried. I was like, okay, she's Russian. She might sell it for vodka and soft toilet paper. But no, she didn't. She held on to that child all the way to the end. And the fucked up thing was really, it was after it was born. I had to put that shit down. Euthanasia. You want to know why? It came out really tiny. It didn't have any hair. And it had this rope thing coming out of its stomach. It's fucking cord.
Alright, that's about enough of that. But you get the idea of what I'm talking about. Now, for all of you Christians out there, have a little bit of a listen to this.
Oh, and we have video. There's a lion. Welcome. Welcome, friendly people, to Comet Pizza and Ping Pong. It's a wonderful day, especially in January. It is the day of the birth of our Lord. Sasha, Lord. Sasha, you're here. And we've all come together to celebrate the birth of our Lord. It wasn't Christmas. No, it's today. If you are like me, you love Sasha. Or if you don't, you want perks from her. Things like free pizza, or booze, or chapstick. Do you have chapstick? I've never asked. You've given me yoga shirts, and that's great. And then I return them soaking wet and just leave them on the floor like a real bitch. I'm sorry. I never said sorry about that. This is ad-lib. I'm sorry again. I had a plan, but I just remember the horrible things I've done. Well, have any of you enjoyed this special pizza here tonight called the Hottie? Or are you familiar with the Hottie if you didn't?
It's about all I can handle of that for now. Folks, you're seeing a disturbing pattern here that you know, of course, disturbs many of us. But there have been arrests. There have been more than enough evidence of shady behavior. This is not a conspiracy theory drawn up by the far alt-right. This is just scratching the surface, as Ben Swan had said in his presentation.
Folks, we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, folks. On the Republic Broadcasting Network, we had some people trying to call in. Please call back, 1-800-313-9443. We will take your calls. What I'm going to be presenting to you in the latter half of the show is a report from Jake Morfonios from Blackstone Intelligence, and I don't mind taking your calls in the middle of that. Because you can go to the archive. We're going to place the presentation that I prepared in the archive. So we have Pete in Wisconsin.
Howdy, Tom.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. I was just wondering if you had locked on to George Webb yet. The cat's pretty good at investigation. As soon as he filed a lawsuit against the Podestas, they closed down. They closed the Podesta Group. Well, I can't remember. It's been months ago. But Podesta Group no longer exists. And he's got a lawsuit against the Awan brothers. He's got a lawsuit on Debbie Wasserman Schultz. He's got a lawsuit on the Podestas. He's going after the whole bunch. And
yes.
He's just one guy. He's just one guy, just out here like us. You know?
That's what it takes, brother. That's what it takes.
You know... What?
I said, that's what it takes.
That's what it takes. You know, you know, on this gun rights thing, the way they're coming after the guns now, I think the NRA and the gun owners of America should file impeachment hearings and then demonstrate and demand. Demonstrate and demand that the Judiciary Committee do something about this unconstitutional crap, because I think everything, any kind of gun law that's on the books right now is unconstitutional. And people need to start reading their Constitution.
I know. I know. And you know, it's kind of...
pick it up that hard. Even the annotated, go for the annotated side. It doesn't matter. Fact of the matter is that if it's unconstitutional, it's unconstitutional, and you don't have to be a victim of a constitutional violation to bring cause an impeachment. All you have to do is be a witness, and we're all victims anyway. You know.
Well, I wouldn't disagree, and you know, I've been a longtime member of the NRA, but I have some issues that concern me, and the language that's being used concerns me. I've watched a lot of the NRA's material that they've put out, and they keep talking about our Second Amendment rights and supporting the Second Amendment. Now, of course, the Second Amendment is important, but the Second Amendment confers to us no rights whatsoever, because the government never had the right to grant or deny us those rights to begin with. It's not the Bill of Privileges. It's the Bill of Defined Rights, which is more accurately the Bill of Restrictions. It restricts and binds the government as to what they cannot do. And they have repeatedly violated the Second Amendment, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many people that I keep company with. So I'd like to try and change the language here, because if you make people believe across America that this Second Amendment gives them something, well, then if they do end up repealing it, they believe that they had that right to take away to begin with. And they're inherent, inalienable, natural rights, irrevocable by the government that we created. Those rights pre-existed the Constitution. And that's the one problem that I have with the NRA.
Well, yeah, my opinion is that it's a God-given right. You have the right to protect yourself. The Second Amendment
absolutely
is purely common sense. You know, I mean, and plus at that time, you know, the British had an organized army, and every standing man here on the face of the United States here in this country had to protect themselves. Well, you know, it's a God-given right to anyway, because you have the right to protect yourself with deadly force. It doesn't matter if there's a government or if there's no government. Somebody comes after you, you have the right to protect yourself. And that's just common sense.
Sure.
These people are going way above and beyond any kind of rational thought. And what they're trying to do is create some kind of a consensus that, oh, the children, and but what we do realize here is that they are the only law they're held to is the Constitution. That's it. They don't have a code of federal regulation, doesn't matter. United States code doesn't matter. Statutes and ordinance doesn't matter with these people. The only thing that they're held to by their oath is the Constitution, and they are bound by and compelled to perform under that contract.
Well, I would agree with you, but they haven't been doing that for a very long time. And while they're trying to push this narrative of protecting the children while aborting hundreds of thousands of kids every year, and that insanity, and as well as what we've been discussing tonight in defense of Ben Swan with this pedophilia that has run rampant since, you know, for a very long time. I mean, you remember the Franklin cover-up, which is a portion that we're going to be getting to in a little bit, that Jake Morfonios from Blackstone Intelligence illustrated very, very clearly. If they were so concerned with the children, they would be going after these monsters. And, you know, it just doesn't hold any water. Their argument holds no water.
Well, you know, in my opinion, and I'm kind of an old guy. You know, I'm 66 years old. I was a musician. I played all over the U.S., all over Canada. I even played a lot of Mexican polkas. And I can tell you one thing right now. They've been doing it for a long, long, long time. They're doing it through diplomatic containers. They're doing it with, they're not bringing just drugs in. They're bringing kids in. They're bringing everything that they can get in. It's like, people don't realize it, but the people that are actually ruling over us are some sick, perverted control freaks. They don't even care about the money. The money's there for them. They're more into the control. The more they can push people, or it's like some weird sort of human nature that they have going on. You know, they're into pushing people around, bossing people around, and that's pretty much in my opinion.
Well, I can't disagree with you there. I really can't. And I thank you for your input, and I hope that you, when you're contacting people out there, you explain to them what the Second Amendment really is and what our inherent natural rights are. I don't use the term Second Amendment rights for the very reason that the mindset of the public has been poisoned by the right and the left to believe that these rights come from government, which they absolutely do not.
Agreed, 100%.
Yeah. And we're going to be having Dr. Chuck Baldwin is going to be on Wednesday, and we're going to be getting into the Second Amendment and a lot more of that. I like the way he articulates the history of our Second Amendment. You know, and the history of the Second Amendment goes back into Scotland. Justice Antonin Scalia also commented on this, how the Scottish Catholic kings attempted to disarm people who disagreed with their rule. It was born through the Magna Carta. Something that is so well known. It's like, you know, it's the same things. You don't go out into the Sahara and pull the teeth from a lion and let it go in the wild. It's just, you have a natural inherent right to protect yourself with the devices of the time. And this whole another argument with, well, the founders could never foresee the AR-15. Give me a break. They had grape shot cannon, and the first machine gun was invented before the revolution. You tell me that they couldn't foresee technology? These men studied the history of civilizations. They knew that technological advances would come along. This is the same argument they try and use when I say, well, what about the First Amendment? They only had quill and ink and feathers. Do you think that the First Amendment doesn't cover the internet, doesn't cover your free speech? It's the same concept. Well, technology is advanced. Do you think the Founding Fathers could have ever foreseen the internet? You can't argue with these idiots because they're so mind-screwed. I mean, I had a guy from High Impact Flicks and a couple other guys went down there to the Washington protest, and the first thing they asked him, and I love this, I mentioned it the other night. He said, do you trust the government? No. Do you trust Donald Trump? No. Who do you want to be responsible to take the guns? The government. How do you argue with that circular logic?
that's insanity. You know, this is my contention, okay? In the First Amendment, we have five elements. One of them is redress of grievance. Grievance involves paperwork. Not only, you know, this protesting, freedom to assemble is one thing. But when you have paperwork sitting on their desk that's going to go in front of the Judiciary Committee, and you have 10,000 people out there in Bermuda shorts instead of signs, they have impeachment hearings in their hands, they're going to have to answer. They're going to have to answer that cause of action.
Well, it's coming, and it's been coming for a long time. And like Pastor Norm Olson, who was also...
That's our last hope there, Tom.
Yeah, yes, I agree. And Pastor Olson was on the other night, and he's a large advocate of the militia, started the Michigan Militia. And you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, all these organizations try and paint these fellas out to be violent extremists. They're not violent. They're trying to prevent another civil war. They're trying to prevent bloodshed. They're trying to prevent the very violence that they're being accused of fomenting. When we find out that most of these actions that we find, even the situation down in Garland, Texas, remember the Draw Muhammad contest? Well, the truth has come out now. They lied. The FBI was filming it. They were right there. They knew all about it. So every one of these incidents, these domestic incidents where there's violence like this, we're finding out that there was some sort of government operative, informant, agent, provocateur or at least had foreknowledge and did nothing to stop it, which you would think is their job, but if anybody would read the Heller VDC, they would see that law enforcement has absolutely no duty or obligation to protect you. So what is their obligation? To protect the corporation, to protect the entity.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. FBI stages probably 99.9% of these. The CIA, think about it. The CIA has a $50 billion a year budget, annual budget, and Congress can't even stop them. The only person who can stop them. I mean, these guys are working together. They want, what they want is complete and utter servitude. You know, shut up, go do your job. And go home into your little house and turn your one light in over, you know, and that's what it's going to come to. They're not only going to get our guns, they're going to get our Social Security, too. They're going to get it all.
Well, you know, Social Security is part of their socialized system anyway, and I don't fault people for being on Social Security. This is something that was put in play long before most of the people out there on it were even knew what was going on. It goes there back to... Colonel Mandel House saying that everybody's biological property will be registered, and then the gold confiscation, and of course the Federal Reserve put all that into play with their enforcers, the IRS, and their fully armed SWAT team agents now. Joe Bannister blew the lid off of that from coming from the inside, and they paint him out to be some sort of conspiracy theorist. He worked for the IRS. And when he was tasked to try and prove the law, he couldn't prove the law because it was never lawfully ratified. It was none of that was legal. Anything past you could say that the 13th Amendment exists today was lawfully ratified, of course, but it replaced an amendment that was burnt down during the War of 1812 that was hidden over, that would have prevented the very people from writing the law that twisted and turned and polluted the law with 1,000 different codes and regulations and nonsense that we see now. Now we have laws that we have to pass before we read. We were outraged before when they did that. They've still continued that process. If the American people can't sit down and read it in an hour, it shouldn't be passed.
Absolutely. You know, it's in legalese to where, and plus on top of that, you have to remember that most people do not care for politics. Most people are not going to read the law. If somebody, you know, if one person would just pick up, you know, Google in United States Code, Title 26, page 6331, the secretary, it'd tell you who's supposed to be paying income tax and who isn't. It says right there we're not supposed to be paying income tax. It says Private citizens are not supposed to pay income tax. It's only for government officials. But people do not want to read. They don't want to read. They don't want to comprehend. They want somebody else to do it. And we're the guys doing it.
Essentially, the American people are government employees. And in my opinion, and many others, they've turned us into franchise entities of that commercial jurisdiction. So that's how they, I mean, like I said, twisting and turning and confounding the people to make things as complicated as can be. It seems to be the way it goes. I mean, you ask most people today to quote from the Constitution or to quote from any of the of their own rights. They don't know what they're talking about. But if you ask them what TV show Snooki was on, they'll all tell you Jersey Shore.
Exactly. I agree 100%. You know, it's the strangest thing I've ever seen because, you know, when I was a kid, my dad gave me a little book. It was a thin book, and it was about money. And he said, go down, you know, and I live up in Minnesota. It's kind of cold up here. He says, go down in the basement, read this book, come up and tell me what you learned. Well, that was the end of that. You know,
yeah.
And then he told me, he says, it's all bullshit, isn't it? And I said, yeah, you're right. Pretty much.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a shame if it is most kids, they don't even know how to open up a bank account, let alone what a Federal Reserve note is or fractional reserve banking. You know, I've walked into so many banks across the United States, and just out of curiosity, in every bank that I walk into, I walk up to the teller and I ask her, do you know what fiat currency is? Do you know what fractional reserve banking is? Do you know what empowered Congress to create the nation's currency and what that meant? They have no idea what I'm talking about. These very same people that are working in these banks that are plumping out these loans of worthless digitized debt, they have no clue. They have no concept of what they're doing. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
Well, you know, the thing is that they've been taught to obey. See, the conditioning has been extensive. These people, you know, I walk over into the store and I hand them the money, the Federal Reserve note, and I go, well, here you go, I owe you. And they look at me and start laughing, you know, because they think I'm kidding. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, I owe you. It's a note. You don't know what a note is, but they don't. Yeah.
No, absolutely they don't. They don't understand what the value is or where the value is derived at all. They don't get it.
A four letter word, but they have no clue. It's like you're talking to a wall, you know. They just sit there and laugh at me. You know?
Yeah, I don't know if the fellow wants me to share his name out on the air, but one of our listeners, a very, very nice man, sent me the first and second edition of The Law That Never Was in the bound form, and I'd like to give a shout out to him. I don't know if he wants to be identified, but I certainly appreciate it. It's that blue bound, very nice presentation of The Law That Never Was. I advise that I advise that anyone go out and read it for themselves. And, you know, I'll challenge people to come on and try and refute it. You know, this is why I got into the Southern Poverty Law Center, and what we're going to be getting into a little bit tomorrow is these people put out these lies. I'm going to pull up something from 2004 tomorrow and then compare it to this very day and some of the claims that they made when people were still a little bit more asleep, and extract some of their content there and show people how blatantly they've been lied to by these folks. It's just so insane. And it's so obvious to anybody that can critically think, you know, and I ask, you know, I'm a Christian. I ask all other Christians out there to please apply some moral consistency to their belief system, because these churches are doing them in too. They're not doing them any favors by not getting on the pulpit and putting some fire in their bellies. You know, that's why I have Pastor Norm Olson on. That's why I'm going to have Pastor Baldwin come on, because that Black Robe Regiment needs to be reestablished.
Certainly does. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been nothing but they're a bulwark for the government, in my opinion. You know, it's just a resource to point to go ahead and give their whatever agenda they're trying to push validity. But really, I mean...
Yeah, we call that propaganda.
Absolute propaganda. The Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, who was the guy that... what was his name? Reese or Deese? What was his name?
Morris Deese. And he started out... He began by defending KKK. You know that?
Yeah.
That's how his practice started out. Which, in my opinion, only shows the collusion between the far... extremists of this false white supremacy movement, along with their little Vatican symbols on their uniforms and their little pointed hoods that they wear in Vatican City too. I mean, it's kind of funny. It really, all roads lead back to the same place with these folks. They're at the top of all of these organizations, no matter what, seemingly no matter what organization or church or governmental organization, all roads lead back to the same places. And you see this supremacism, and you know, I love my culture. Don't get me wrong. I'm Scottish and Italian. I love being Scottish and Italian. I'm proud of it. But this white supremacy concept really was born out of the pages of the Talmud itself. And you see this through this Masonic influence in some cases, or these other secret society organizations, how they've adopted this this supremacist ideology, and it all comes back to the same place. Then when you see people like Morris Dees, who began by defending the KKK, then to be an opponent of the KKK, what is that? He didn't have some kind of attack of conscience, my friend. That's not what happened. They were fomenting something.
He was a sleazy little attorney. That's all he was, you know, that was working for, you know, the probably the Crown. You know, the Crown, United States, the Vatican, three separate countries.
Yeah, a tool.
Yeah, he was just a tool. And that's all the Southern Poverty Law Center is a tool, just like the ADL is a tool. It's just like every other one of these cuckoo organizations, you know. I mean, I don't even know who's pushing this kid, what is his name, Hogg, you know, going against the Second Amendment. All I can say is this. This is my impeachment. People need to read their constitutions and learn how to do an impeachment, write one up, send it to the Speaker of the House, get it in front of the Judiciary Committee in their state and federal. Let Paul Ryan get a big chew off of that. You know, you get about 5 or 10,000 of them, those guys are going to have to start calling the count. Well, because protesting never works.
Yeah, never you happens. Know, you... No, it has it hasn't. But we have seen people try and stand up in their local locales there, like Schaefer Cox in Alaska is a prime example of this. He was a young man who was running for the House of Representatives, the state of Alaska. He's a Christian. He's a good, sound, moral character, and he was tired of central planning, which is a collectivist ideology. He's tired of the corruption in Alaska. Boy, do they have some corruption. I had no idea until I got into the David Hague case how bad right down to the local level. I mean, his case, talk about a manufactured case. The state trooper that was supposedly a witness against him was the one that was escorting the judge all around town to lunches and everything else. It was just unbelievable the conflict of interest in that case. But Schaefer Cox was set up by a dirty FBI confidential informant who basically manufactured evidence against him. And he what was he doing? He was forming a well-organized militia and putting together a movement that is based upon our law. And they took him out. It's just, it's a sin. It's a real sin.
He was infiltrated, anyway, you know, I mean, militias, that when they get put together, they have to be very, very careful of who they're talking to.
And that's a shame.
Yeah, well, that's I mean, the other side, man, it's like the element of surprise, you know.
Pete, we've run out of time for today. I thank you for calling in. And folks, you're welcome. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. For the rest of the presentation I had prepared for you tonight, you can go to the archives. There will be a link in the archives to all of that content, folks. You can go to resurrectrepublic.com, click on that PayPal button, send us a donation for our work and our effort. It would be greatly appreciated and much needed. God bless all of you, and may the Lord be with us all, because we sure need it.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.